The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, a new month, a new week. Shalom to you.
Shalom, Shavuot Tov, Chag Sameach, Chodesh Tov. Are there any that I'm missing?
No, you did pretty well. I think you got the whole list. I've been dying to talk to you since the weekend because this escalation with the assault, I don't know what you call it, attack on an Israeli ship. Is this a really serious, development, or how is the Israeli media dealing with this issue?
Well, it's definitely not a small development. It's definitely one that we are watching closely. You know, we have been anticipating some kind of reprisal from the Iranians, you know, after the assassinations of Rafizadeh and Soleimani. Was this part of it? Maybe, maybe not, but it is very, very serious.
Have we lost you, Rolene? I don't know, but for whatever reason, we seem to have problems from the start this afternoon in respect of our line while our producers try and get Rolene Marks back so we can continue our conversation. I want to go to the SMS line where M weighing in saying, shameful, absolutely shameful what the Israeli government did to the Yemenite children. Yeah, I suppose it was a silly question of me, M, to even ask you what you thought, because what other answer actually could there possibly be other than massively shameful? And Austin Gibbs weighing in also saying, Simon, talking about the Yemenite children, that reminds me of Yaakov Shweki's song Shema Israel, where the rabbi goes to find Jewish children taken during the Holocaust. Heart-rending. It absolutely is, Austin, which makes it all the more incomprehensible that people who had survived that tragedy went and took other people's children. My mind just cannot synthesize those particular actions. It makes absolutely no sense to me. 34519, that's the SMS line, or Telegram, 061-895-1019. And it looks to me like we're still struggling to get Rolene on the line. And well, while we do, I'm just going to tell you something quite amusing, I think. No. Rolene's there. Rolene, we got you back?
I'm here.
Okay, so we were talking about the serious escalation in terms of the ship. You saying that it was, in fact, anticipated that Iran would take some action.
We have been anticipating this for months now. And Netanyahu has very boldly said that this was Iranian. It was targeted at Israelis. And last night, there were alleged strikes from the IAF on Iranian targets in Syria. And just to be precise, our army neither confirmed nor denied it. But we also had confirmed reports over the weekend that the delegation that were meant to go from Israel to Abu Dhabi last week to take part of IDEX, that is the defense exhibition, were denied that, not because of coronavirus travel restrictions, but because it was feared that there could be a target for Iranians in the Gulf. So for their own safety and their own precautions, this was taken. And then we had the news coming in from the United States that the Iranians have said they will not sit down for direct talks with European representatives or the United States as far as
Their talks are concerned. Wow, definitely temperature heating up somewhat. Another fascinating story. Apparently, Benny Gantz held secret talks with King Abdullah of Jordan.
Well, they're not so secret now, but we do have a concern that the defense minister did travel to Amman in Jordan to meet with the king, King Abdullah of Jordan. What was discussed, you know, was, of course, Iran and the regional threat that Iran poses, as well as other regional developments. And what is very interesting is that the defense minister telling a group of blue and white supporters, he had a virtual rally, he said that it was made apparently and abundantly clear to him that the prime minister is not welcome in Jordan, and that he seems to have made a real hash of relations between the two countries. Whether or not this is true, we don't know, or if it's pre election politicking, but we do know that this is what the defense minister has said. And coupled with that, we have news that Gabi Ashkenazi, who's our foreign minister, also met with his counterpart in Amman. So it does look like there are some overtures at the moment to Jordan as well, perhaps Jordan paying attention to the changes in the region, to the relations that are being built with other Gulf states, and what this means, not just for Israel, but for the region as a whole.
I find that a fascinating visit, and the timing of it even more fascinating, given that all of a week ago, 130 IDF generals told Benny Gantz to stand down because a vote for him would be a wasted vote. Do you see something serendipitous in the timing here?
Well, we have to make a big difference between Benny Gantz, the politician, and Benny Gantz, the defense minister. Benny Gantz, the defense minister, that comes, that's in his wheelhouse, that's army, that's military, that's what he knows, and he is a very good defense minister. What he's not a very good, or what he's not very good at is being a politician. And the opinion is he's too straightforward, he's too honest, and he has too much integrity. And this is coming from people who served with him to be a politician in a very, very, dog-eat-dog world or sharky world, and, you know, no disrespect to sharks or dogs, but this is seen to not be an area where Gantz is good.
Isn't that incredible that somebody can be criticized for being too honest and too decent? Remarkable, remarkable. That's what politics requires of you. Talking about politicians, you the Israelis have had cause to welcome a new ambassador.
It's an absolute historic moment. Today we welcome, he arrived this morning. He has already presented his credentials to the president. He's met with our foreign minister. But we have just welcomed His Excellency Ambassador Mohammed Mahmoud Al-Khaja from the United Arab Emirates. He will serve his country in Israel. It's the first time we've had an ambassador in our history, in the history of the two countries, in Israel. It's absolutely historic, incredible to hear both national anthems being played in Jerusalem, in our capital, to see the flags of both countries, and to hear the very moving words, both from the ambassador and from our president, both speaking of cooperation, of building peace, of what is hopefully going to be an enduring relationship between the two countries.
Were there protests against the visit, against the swearing-in?
Absolutely not. We're very proud of this. This is a major moment for Israel. It's a major moment for the region and for the UAE. And if anybody wants to protest, the only message that they're going to be putting out is that they're anti-peace. But this has gone off without a hitch and very, very warmly welcomed, not just by the president, but by the people of Israel as well.
Roland Marks, that took us to bang on 5:30. Thank you so much. And I hope we can sort out our technology and you'll be crystal clear tomorrow.
Absolutely. Me too.
Cheers, Ro.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.